David Thomas McCord strangled and stabbed 26-year-old Nicola Dixon to death at her home near Larne on the 7th of January 2003. He then tried to take his own life. McCord was sentenced to a minimum of 11 years for the murder, with the earliest release date set at January 2014. But guess what? Although the release date was set at January 14, he's been out since July on a pre-release scheme. Our BBC reporter Will Leach covered the story at the time.
Mr. Justice Coughlin told McCord, "Your victim's family bent over backwards to make you feel welcome in their home," he said, "and this is the way you repaid them."
She'd been estranged from her husband in her first marriage and had met David McCord, and they'd communicated and got to know each other through the internet. But what happened was in January 2003, and the words that Mr. Justice Coughlin used this morning, he said that David McCord stabbed Nicola Dixon in a fit of extreme and wholly unjustified jealousy. Nicola's mother had indeed come into the house later in the day and found her daughter's body in an upstairs bedroom. McCord was still there at the time. He'd taken paracetamol tablets, diazepam tablets. The judge took into account that perhaps that showed some element of remorse.
The victim's father led the family out of court.
As I say, the law's an ass. What is the law? Something needs to be done. The judge touched him in England, could be 15 years. That's where we think the starting point should be for this sort of thing.
The judge took great pains to point out that guidelines said he had to start with 12 years as a sentencing guideline. Because of that evidence of potential remorse, he reduced it to 11, no more.
Well, I've been speaking to Nicola's mum, Linda.
You found Nicola?
I did.
How do you ever deal with that?
It's been very, 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 very hard. You live with it 24/7. You might have just learned to accept it. And just get on with life as best I can. And I've got my son to consider now. I also found McCord with Nicola that morning.
What happened that day, Linda?
Nicola, I went up to Nicola's house. She was expecting me to go up to make some lunch. And my mum, who lives close by, had been in a night. And Nicola's car was there, but Nicola wasn't to be seen in the house. So whenever I went up into Nicola's bedroom. And that's when I found her with him lying over her. Nicola was lying as if she was asleep, only there was a knife in her chest. And he was lying over her. And I took him off her. And then I just went berserk, squealing, yelling. And then fought Nicola's daddy and brother.
What a horrible thing for a mum to see, Linda. Why had he done this? Why had he stabbed your daughter?
Apparently, it was a very volatile relationship. Nicola would have taken him back to Belfast one day. A couple of hours later, he would have been back. He would change. And it just went on like this. But Nicola had said that she was definitely going to finish the relationship. And she told him, and he said if he couldn't have her, nobody would have her, and he made sure of that.
They had met online?
Met online, yes.
What impact has this had on you? I can imagine, Linda.
As I say, you just have to learn to live with it. You know, set times, obviously birthdays, Christmas, anniversaries. It is very, very hard, but thankfully I am a strong person. But inside, like, I just ache so, so much. So, so much. Nicola's daddy, he just can't cope at all. And as for her only brother, I just feel so sad for him. He's engaged, going to be married. And Nicola won't be there to see it.
There was an outcry at the time about the sentence that was handed down. McCord was sentenced to a minimum of 11 years.
Yeah.
For your daughter's murder.
Yeah.
The earliest release date set at January 2014.
Yeah.
So how come he's been out since July of this year?
Well, that's what I don't understand. When McCord was sentenced in June 2004... he had been on remand since January 2003. And then he suddenly pleaded guilty in the first day of the trial, and he was immediately given 1 year discount on the sentence. So he was sentenced to 12 years initially, and because he pleaded guilty on the first day of the trial, they gave him a year's discount. And the life sentence was set at 11 years minimum, from first beginning in the custody, meaning 9.5 years from the day he was sentenced. And he has been out, this will be his third Christmas he was out on a temporary release.
Yeah, this is the third phase of this pre-release scheme. He's been granted long periods of release.
Yeah.
And he's been out since July now.
He's been out since July. We did get a letter stating that he would be out on long-term release. The letter was dated July, but I just assumed, you know, a week, 2 weeks at the longest. But I had noticed, or I was told about a death in the paper, Mr. McCord Sr. So I'd phoned my counsellor to ask to get that checked out, because I hadn't any notification of McCord's release to go to the funeral. My counsellor came back and said, yes, it definitely was McCord Sr. And I didn't need to be informed of McCord Jr.'s release because he was already out. He had been out since July. And that funeral was last week. So that was basically all of July, all of August, all of October. And he's walking the streets.
So not only were you not happy with the sentence in the first place, but now they've even the 11 years he's out on these phases of longer term release. The Department of Justice are saying in relation to tariffs, the DOJ is currently carrying out a review of the legislation covering the determination of tariffs where the court has passed a life sentence for murder. A consultation paper will be issued following judgment in the Court of Appeal of the Wooten-McConville case, which was the impetus for the review. Any legislative change to the determination of tariffs which may arise as a result of the review will not apply retrospectively.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Basically, if this had been in England, this would have been a 15-year minimum sentence.
Exactly. Whenever he was sentenced, our sentencing started at 12 years and went down. England and Wales started 12 years and went up. So we did do a campaign. And since Nicola's murder, there hasn't been any sentences for murder set below 12. It has been 12.
And you don't think you've been consulted properly?
Definitely not.
Is this hurting you?
Very, very much so. Very much so. You know, I thought he was still behind bars. It's actually worse now. At the beginning, at least I knew he was in. We were safe, other people were safe. But now I know that he's out, and that's him out.
You know, I guess they would say, I know this is difficult to hear from me, Linda, they would say they've reviewed him and he's got to be out at some stage and they're
exactly
trying to get him ready for the community, I guess. But
yeah, I know nothing, I suppose, will bring Nicola back, but it's just a fact, the way we have been treated, the way the justice system is, everything seems to be for the criminal. Whenever the probation board came down to us 3 years ago, they asked us for a statement why we didn't want him released. And night, nobody in their right mind should have to ask that. So we put it in writing, and the prison probation said that did we realise that McCord would have to read what we had put in writing. And, I mean, I didn't even ask when we could get reading his report because I knew that would never happen.
Linda, thank you very much for talking to me today, and I'm sorry you're going through this.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Okay, sad, sad story there of a mum that clearly remembering what has happened to her daughter. And meanwhile, there's someone who the authorities need to ready to be out in society again. Difficult, difficult situation.